Drinking Dunn Perignon out the bottle. Yeah. Called her, told her, come pull up and bring your partner.
Hey, bring your friend.
I got a bitch, but she know how I feel about her. I smoke a lot of weed and she a pill popper.
Yeah.
Both her and her friend call me Big Papa.
Notorious Dolph.
Ain't no limit to this shit, might silk the shock you.
Hey,
if you ain't bout paper, she don't wanna holler. Got a bad little gangster boo, she be like, word on dollar.
What?
She sucked me for an hour.
Whoa.
Put me to sleep like a baby. She drive a black Mercedes.
Yo. Listen. Eon number of Shogun. I'm in the building. You already know what time it is. Episode 69 of the Sucio Boys. Okay, podcast. I'm in the way, so let me get out the way. Okay, that's all I gotta say. First and foremost, I need to introduce to y'all my most favorite individuals across planet Earth. Okay, so I need y'all to understand their worth so you know what they're worth. You dig what I'm saying? Don't let me be out here and keep playing. Listen, I have got to introduce the most obtuse, Bubble Goose. Always letting the shit get loose. Listen, Miss Bunny Rue. Number one, Snow Bunny. Always keeping this shit funny. And always keeping it sunny. Do you understand who we're talking to? We got Bunny Rue in the building. Ma'am, how are you doing?
Hi.
Yay.
So, first of all, rest in peace to Young Dolph. That fucking album is amazing.
And yo, ma'am, I'm so glad that you got me hip.
It's yo, fine. respect, rest in peace. But before we get to all that, it's your girl Bunny. Buns and guns, don't fuck with me, cause pew, 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 pew. Buns Bunny, courtesy of Sloanskis. Bitcoin Bunny, straight robbing dudes, cause you know what they say about Bitcoin. Your Latina petty mail, cause I gotta fit in with my boys. Ish Bunny, always keeping it real. Skirly Temple, y'all ready? Skirt. And my last but not least, and my two favorite ones, your East LA mommy and the motherfucking Sucio Queen.
Meow. Oh, ma'am, I know how to prolong. I know how to prolong. Listen. We got Miss Bunny Rue in the building. Madame, I am so excited for you to be here. But before I ask how your weekend was, if I may, I would like to introduce a man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest, always dressed in his Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. The man, the myth, the legend. Ladies and gentlemen, we got my cuzzo in the building, Mr. Sloan Kettering. Cuzzo, how are you? How do you do?
Hi, guys. I'm pretty good. I'm great. Mm. Living life.
Mm. You know,
throwing up gang signs to blind people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, yelling
wait,
at deaf people.
Time out. Time to fuck.
You know.
Hold on, bro.
Wait, what?
You so flagrant. What?
Yo, you throwing up jutsu signs of blind people?
It ain't like they can see it, so shit.
Red
they
card.
Can't take no
red
offense
card.
To it.
Red card. Immediate yellow.
Flag immediate, on the play. Flag
immediate
on the play.
Double yellow. Sir, you need two of them.
Doug, I yell at deaf people, and I throw up gang signs at blind people. You know, I skip towards people in wheelchairs. I ask them if they want to roll when I leave.
He popping tires on wheelchairs.
No, I am not popping tires on wheelchairs. That is egregious. Now that is just wrong.
But asking them if they want to roll.
Well, yeah, asking them if they want to roll. Sometimes I have questions like, why are your shoes dirty?
Oh my god.
I don't get that one.
I'm out.
But yeah, some days I just have questions and some days I get them answered. It's the big homie Slunk Kettering, Scott Addy's favorite, aka Lord of the Sugarfoots.
Claude Hammers.
Petasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the petasaurs. Great Value, Zach Fox, High Chief Petty Maivita, you know, Trody Rhodes, Trollman Reigns, Dean Trelico, Latrell Smokewell, you know, and Mr. L1, R1XO. If you play Madden with Vic on the cover, my people, you already understand.
Touchdown!
And the niggas always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Yeah, you know, so handicapped niggas get it too. So,
boy, Mike,
I don't know if they handicapped or handicapable. What are, I don't know what they call themselves now. So,
red card,
huh?
Red card.
Mm-hmm. I used to call my homegirl, I used to have a fine ass homegirl that was in a wheelchair, and I used to call her Meals on Wheels.
And, sir.
Oh my god. What this nigga chose violence?
We've heard about if y'all been rocking with the fucking Sucio Boys since the get go. We've heard about Meals on Wheels. Yeah. This ain't the first time he bring her up. Nah,
yeah, that's my nigga.
But every time that he brings her up, my face starts watering, and I can't help it.
Shout out to my nigga Meals on Wheels. I hope you're rolling through life like at a high speed. I hope no pebble turns into a speed bump.
It's not so flavoring. Can we get these long ass fucking intros out the way?
I just want to let
flagrant.
All right.
I just want to let Meals on Wheels know I miss rolling with the homies.
You said skr skr.
Yeah, we gotta circle the wagons one more time.
Oh my gosh! Listen, I'm not gonna have you. Flat
get no, she didn't. She ain't, you can't call dog like dog. You ain't gonna fuck up my homeboy shit. Her shit is not fucked up. Don't be calling her fix a flat out here, bro. She rolling right. Don't get it wrong. Shit.
On dubs?
Don't let my other homie come and she got a motorized one too. Like all she got to do is press the button. She got the stick.
Where's the timeout button?
She got the Tesla.
She got the Tesla wheelchair.
Where's the timeout button?
Yeah, y'all going in fouls. I need
the challenge on the.
That was a short intro right there. That's crazy.
My goodness!
Shout out to my nigga Mills on Wheels and Tesla.
Elon Musk, Musty.
Y'all out here rolling tough. You see me rolling. They hate it. Controlling. Trying to figure out why my gym shoes dirty.
Shout out to Elon Musty.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, that was just that one right there. Yeah, all right, guys. I'm sorry.
Where's your Dr. Dever?
I haven't had any in a while.
Shout out to Elon Musk, my man. I appreciate you.
Even he acknowledged that he was being flagrant. Like he said, "Nah, you know what? Ever, please."
Yo, but what happened was, as soon as Sloan started getting flagrant, then I was like, "Oh, okay, I can call Elon Musty because that beach picture is not flattering, sir." and you look all like right.
Can y'all intro yourselves? Cause y'all right, y'all been talking. I'm gonna go get my drink. Like I mean, yeah.
Oh man, y'all some
do y'all,
be
a, right, listen, do y'all got, 45 intro.
Oh
go ahead.
My
go
ahead. Gosh, y'all oh my is God. Most hatin'est on the planet. All
we
right,
got some new
so,
drops for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, let me introduce you to the man that will always be the flyest nigga in the room if he is not in the room, okay? A man that came back from the future just to stunt and show us what we want, but he will never front. You dig what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, I will introduce you to Mr. Marty McFlyer. Then you, sir, how do you do?
Talofa, Oos. You know what I'm saying? I'm just out here letting everybody know, just in case you didn't hear what the number one Shogun had just, you know, expounded on to your eardrums. He told you that this is Marty McFlyer than you. You know what I'm saying? AKA Elvis Freshly. AKA Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
AKA Black Sajak. AKA Swell Roy Jetson. AKA Yer Gotti. AKA Perk Henning. AKA Skirt Angle. Boom. AKA Lurk Nowitzki.
Man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them Rangers. Dangerous folk they are on in the wild.
AKA Mr. Arts and Crafts, Throb Ross. AKA the Shea Butter Batty Daddy Slam Cook. AKA Trill Scott. AKA Screw Her Vandross. AKA Fetty Murphy. AKA the 181 time pettyweight cruiserweight champion, Low Key Kingston. AKA Lil Uzi Vert. AKA Him Duncan. AKA Afakasi Poppy. Chihu.
Need y'all know what time it is, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
Listen.
Fasamoa.
We are on the back end of the backspin to make your hat spin. You dig? 800 number Shogun. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go.
Am I the leanest?
Sure,
yeah. Am I the prettiest?
Sure
enough. Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough.
But who am I?
Sure enough.
Who am I?
Sure enough.
I can't hear you.
Sure
enough. Shogun. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, you already know what time it is. Number one Shogun. Number one rule in the universe is always to protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I come through with the guillotine, pop that shit off. Listen, curator of combo, letting all that shit glow because I like to let it show. Do not fucking play with me. I need y'all to understand this. I will say this repetitively. Let's keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Don't play. One Punch Man with a tan next to the Duke Dan Liquor Stand. If you were outside for the 99 2000, you already understand. I was bagging aunties on accident. Oops. I apologize in advance. I am sorry, not sorry. You dig? Because I like to do that shit hardly. Let's keep it moving. We do not play out here. Okay. Listen. Pele with the AK letting that whole thing spray. I like to place all of my shots in the upper 90. The reason why is because that's where I like to put them bitches. Double entendre, don't even ask me how. Master Bruce with the bubble goose, letting all this shit get loose. I like the nunchucks in the back pocket because I just need to make sure if I pull them, I'm going to have somebody pop lock and drop it. Do not play with your boy. The Hotep Hibachi Chef always got the grill on high, letting all this shit fly. Listen, somebody's going to get cooked. I just need to make sure y'all bring the seasoning. Petty Gordo hitting all the capoeira like I don't care on the beach with Master Screech trying to kick it like I'm... Sir, don't rhyme that way because if you do, you're going to have to drop a mixtape. Listen, what we're doing, Flex Luger putting all the aunties in the motherfucking torture rack trying to crack their back because they told me I look like a whole snack. Captain Jack Sparrow, no hoes. Okay. Yurt McGirt. Listen, the Petty Pie May letting all the shit go astray because I don't play. And the 130 time reigning petty weight champion of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we got Petty Guerrero in the building. DJ, if you could, please hit the drop. All right, all right, all right. Listen, I just want to know how y'all's weekends were.
Mr. Kettering.
Sir, how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty good, you know. I went to go see Black Panther 2, aka what I like to call Nigga Cat 2, Attack of the Underwater Mexicans. I've seen that. That was a great movie. I've been taking care of my sick household. My dog is sick. My old lady is sick. So, you know, I've just been out here being a super dad, cleaning and taking care of people. What else out of that? You know, I've just been chilling.
Not all heroes wear capes. You know what I'm saying?
You know, not all heroes wear capes. I've been playing Call of Duty, shooting niggers. I get my kill rate up. I'm up to it like, you know, today. I'm not going to brag or anything. Not going to brag. Just starting out playing this Call of Duty shit on the internet. And I got 42 kills today. Look at me.
Oh, my
God. One game. Man. Proud of me.
Kill streak on kill streak on kill streak.
You know, I didn't know that you can stack the kill streaks. Oh. So you ain't have to use your UVA. I thought, shit, you get your one UVA.
You can flip one streak, right?
Yeah, but see, when you get the kill, when you get the fag, you get the four, then it goes 6-7. Mm. You can stack them all together and just
unless you got hardline, then it's one less. And then
I just be letting them niggas have it. You know, I'm outside now, cuz. I be out here. You know, I think it's the Kavloff 747 or some shit. Ooh. Like that. That motherfucker nice. And it put your ass down. So, you know, I've been tuning my weapons. See, you know I'm a Call of Duty player now. I say, tuning my weapons and shit.
Ooh, gunsmith.
Shit with my gunsmith. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Bitch ass nigga. And I be cussing out the little white kids that be on there too, that be having their little headset on, but a lot of them don't be saying niggas in the chat, in the little servers I'm in. Shout out to them for not being racist when I be killing their ass. But you know, it's all good. I'll be
saying, fuck them kids.
Yeah, fuck them
fuck
kids.
Fuck you, Zachary. Your mama fucking the mailman.
Yeah. Tell your mama to quit crying. Tell her, let her play. Zach, let you play with your grown friends on 2K.
Listen, Call of Duty, all I usually tell whatever kid that's 12 years old or whatever, I will go come and fuck your mom.
Hey, yo.
Violence.
No, bro. I don't care.
That should be your shirt, man. I'll fuck your mom.
Sometimes I wonder why I'm here.
What would you say, buddy?
When y'all say shit like that, like, fuck.
Buddy, what would you say in Call of Duty when you if you was out there, you know what I mean, moaning
about? Oh, I'd just be probably cussing in Spanish, like, puta madre, or like, fuck you.
Did you really just say your mom's a bitch?
Yeah, puta madre.
If you say it in English,
or chinga tu madre,
if they thrown out
or hard R's,
if they thrown out hard R's, all you gotta say
is are all Salvadorian bad words. Your mom
and she might like it.
No, I don't subscribe to that.
And I will be your stepdad and then leave your mom and you to try to figure it out.
Yeah, that
good
one.
Luck. Good luck, Zach.
I'm the king. I'm the king of saying suck my dick on there. Like as soon as I kill somebody, suck my dick. Like immediate. Like as soon as I see the kill confirmed, suck my dick.
This nigga here reload at the same time.
Suck my dick.
This nigga out here just teabagging niggas for no reason.
Right, dog. Once I learned the slide
and or the dodge.
No, the slide with the hip shooting off the hip, then aiming. Because if you shoot off the hip while aiming, it just steadies your weapon. Yeah, nigga, I've been playing.
But you got to get the Uzi. That's why you got to have the Uzi on the side. For it's perfect for the hip, for the sidearm.
Y'all play the new Mario Kart tracks?
Little bit.
To be honest,
a little bit.
I'm just trying to fit in here.
Nah, but I got cooked by my brother, so I won't fight him.
Did we already talk about how we're doing?
I squared up on my brother because he tried to play me in Mario Kart and then tried to play me. And then I was like, yo, my nigga, I know I'm a whole generation older than you, but I will fight you right now.
Oh, and the Terra Mama, she been ducking me. We were supposed to play Mario Kart this past weekend, but I don't know what happened. I'm just saying.
Sound like she was soft shit.
I love
shit.
Mario Kart.
My she's Nintendo ducking. Switch is in a corner. I don't know where. It's in one of these corners of the house.
I be playing Mario Kart, Animal Crossing, and Monopoly on that bitch.
Tara Mama's playing Animal Crossing. I think one of them new Pokemon, whatever. Random stone or, you know.
Diamond and Brazilian.
Oh, yeah. Ash you know Ketchup.
You know what I'm saying?
Ash Ketchup.
Ash Ketchup. Hey,
Ash Ketchum is Pokemon. Original.
Yeah. No, but Sloan, I like to call Sloan him ass heard ketchup. Ass.
I heard ass ketchup.
No, I said I heard ass ketchup. Yeah, I know. I like to call him that.
Yeah, OG. That's OG, triple OG.
Because, sir, how many times are you going to use Pikachu?
Forever. That's his homie.
Yo, but cereal.
He was the dog that was allowed inside the house.
Yo, Ass Ketchup is the title of the show.
I don't know what it is. Ass Ketchup.
You gotta throw a picture of Ash up there for context, though. People gonna be like, what? People gonna think we talking about something else.
Is that what you're worried about, Marty? Fuck.
Like, Ass Ketchup?
The intro of this whole pod has been flagrant as fuck.
I know my mom would be listening to this every week, but that'd probably be the one thing. Did this nigga say man, ass ketchup? Crazy.
He did say ass ketchup.
I totally did because I did that on purpose. I just didn't know that. Listen, my weekend was fabulous. Oh my god!
I watched that fire ass soccer match.
Man, oh my listen, god. I've been waiting for me and
Mbappe. Mbappe.
Yo, Cuzzo, that was the greatest game I've ever seen. I've watched so much football, soccer.
I'm officially a soccer aficionado. I've watched a total of 200 minutes of soccer. And 180 of that was this last game.
You moving up in the world?
Let me tell you something. When they went up 2-0, I was like, you know what? They cheating for this motherfucking Messi. And I went to go get some weed. And once I arrived at my brother's house and was waiting on the weed, man, I saw that Mbappe scored 2 fucking goals in 90 seconds. I was like, this Negro is the greatest. I started ordering all the Mbappe jerseys.
Well, look at them having respect for the French now.
French? That nigga Nigerian. Hell nigga. I know nigga when I see it. I don't give a fuck. That nigga, I'm telling you flat like this, when the world come here in 2026, I'm going to one of them soccer matches.
Listen.
I'm going to San Francisco, Seattle. Listen.
We in Dallas. We are all over the map. And the fact is that the last or the knockout stages, if I'm not mistaken, are all going to be in the U.S. So you have Mexico, you have Canada, and you have the U.S. that are all partnering in regards to hosting in the next World Cup. But we will be hosting, i.e., America.
I'm just to let y'all know, as soon as I come in, I'm not for USA. Y'all know who the fuck I'm going for.
I'm right there with you.
Mbappe. Look, I'm gonna have a jersey to just say, y'all niggas know I'm here for Mbappe. Nobody else.
I was waving the Messi flag. I was always rooting for.
I'm not waving no white man flag ever for soccer.
That's the goat, bro. That is the goat.
That is your goat now. Mbappe is the young goat. This nigga in he ain't even 2024 and got two World Cup finals underneath his belt, and one was a win. He's got damn near more goals than Messi already. Y'all better put some respect on this young man name. That nigga he scored four fucking goals in the World Cup final by himself. Guess how many points his team had? Three, bitch. He scored three. He had a hat trick and a fucking penalty kick in PKs. So that's technically four goals in one fucking what you putting the L up for? Wait a minute. Didn't he win four years ago?
Listen, sir.
Didn't he win at 19?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long it take for your God to win?
Wow.
How long it take for your savior of football to win? First of all, look at you championing that white man and standing uplifting that black man. And see, look here, brother. Let me tell you something, brother. You need to learn to appreciate when the black man is God at something. Look, this was their little sport where they was running around kicking the ball and stuff like that, and then a black man came and made it electrifying. He took on the World Cup and made it Mbappe's cup.
Listen, I'm not going to hold you. Cheat that man. Sloan is not wrong, because if we're really talking about it, we can also talk about the fact that the most prolific goal scorer and player of all time before Leo Messi was Pele. Dark as shit. And I need y'all to know that.
He was a nigga zillion. Right? He was a nigga meets Brazilian. Nigga zillion.
No. Everybody knows if we go back into Brazil, Brazil embraces the dark culture, right? The dark folks in their culture. People of melanin and melatonin, okay? Because hey, they chill.
Speaking of Brazil, where was the boy that looked like Bad Bunny? Bad Bunny, Great Value.
Listen, you know, his ankle was fat, and then his teammates were just kind of cooking it. Brazil is lazy on defense. I'll say it like that.
What's his name?
They should have beaten Croatia.
He looked like dude from Nigga Cat 2, Attack of the Underwater Mexicans.
Not Namor.
Namor, Neymar, they the same niggas. You ain't never seen them in the same room together, have you?
Damn, I mean.
Boom.
Are you okay? All right, I'm
gonna shut up. And this is why y'all need me to be off the Dr. Dabber products, because I ain't even this controversial when I'm high.
All right, so listen, this weekend, there was so much sports happening that
and Nigga Cat too.
and Aqua Monsters.
What is Aqua Monsters?
Sir, Avatar.
Who?
Aqua Monsters, Avatar, underwater.
Big blue water cats.
Yeah,
bro,
big blue
I've never
water
seen
cats.
The first one, so I couldn't what? Tell you. What y'all want me to watch? I didn't want to watch a love story about blue people.
How you gonna hate on Smurfs like that, my guy?
Oh, no, I watched Smurfs, and it was only one Smurfette. So yeah, and that was originally a man Smurf.
What?
There is no female Smurfs in the Smurfs. How? Smurfette. Wait. Smurfette was a man.
How? What?
Yeah, dog. Smurfette was a man, and she asked to be changed into a woman.
What?
Google it, nigga.
Hold on. Let me check my Googles, because this is... What?
Smurfette asked to be a man, was a man, and asked to be a woman, my nigga.
Papa Smurf had it. Was do? Oh, my God.
Boy, y'all don't understand. It's been a lot of subplanted culture in our lives that we never even knew about, my brother, until we got older.
Oh, my God.
You laughing, Ahan? It's dead
I
ass
know,
true.
But I'm. You might not be wrong, sir.
I'm not wrong.
Ugh. All right. So all I'm right saying is that I had a really good sporting weekend. I just found out some new things as we are sitting here conversing, and simultaneously, Leo Messi is the GOAT.
And God.
Dot dot dot. For now,
I like how they just turned. We went from Mbappe.
No, to, yeah, and I brought it back.
Nigga Cat 2 to and Avatar and to I Smurfs.
Brought, and I
back to
up.
Being on point. Where else can you find that shit, people?
Listen,
right
ladies and gentlemen, we are out here just doing God's work, okay?
On the misogynistics featuring Bunny.
The misogynistics.
Oh my God.
Buddy,
how was your weekend?
It was great. I had a great weekend. I accidentally closed my laptop because I was grabbing my drink behind it. So that's what happened. But my weekend was great. I went out, fucking danced my little heart out, and it was dope. I had a great fucking time. And then I did football on Saturday and fucking Sunday. We had a whole fucking weekend of football, and the motherfucking Raiders won. What's up? I don't
oh
give a fuck
God.
What y'all say.
No,
fuck that. I don't give a fuck. Don't fucking come at me with, are they going to make the playoffs? Fuck y'all. They fucking won.
Can we talk
and
about
y'all
something
see
else?
Jones shove that motherfucker down.
Can we talk nah. about something else? Can we talk about something else, please? Anyways, what else
yeah,
did you do this weekend?
Weekend?
I saw
guys.
Some
that
dude.
Was
who
weekend.
Was that that got dribbled off the ground during that game?
Hold on, wait. Hold on. What was going on? What else did you do? What did you drink at the club? Did you enjoy any Terrebonne?
I actually, so we got there early and we had some dinner. And I had an old fashioned when I got there. So I sipped that. And then I just had a couple drinks. Like I had 3 beers, maybe 2 at the club. Yeah. And then I ended it with a shot of Terramana.
Whatever.
You know, you always get your little beer and your shot to just close the night. Be like, fuck it, I'm out.
Okay, Jane, I love that for you.
It was dope. I had a good time.
Shit. The children's were sick the whole weekend. So, you know, we was just at the crib. Had some Palomas, some Terramana Palomas. It was fire. Indulged in some football. Both of the worldly and American way on, you know what I'm saying? Each day, got a stream cracking. You know what I'm saying? Really was just playing games, taking care of sick ass kids, and then just posted up with the Terra Mama. Who's ducking me in Mario Kart, by the way. Yeah, I said it. I love you, but I said it.
Wow, this nigga is totally about to get yelled at. I know you didn't say something about me in Mario Kart.
Oh, I did. No, y'all witnesses. I'll get her rush totally. Next week. I'll get her.
Like, I'm totally throwing did. You all the way under the bus.
Hold on. I'm telling you now, next week, she's going to be here and she's going to, you know what I'm saying? The winner, we're going to air it out on the pod real quick. So this is me. I'm telling you right now, I'm running it up on Mario Kart and it's up. And then next week, she's going to have to admit that she took the L.
Yo.
And if by any chance I lose, I'll say it, but I ain't going to lose. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So what we're going to do is I need you to record a best of three in Mario Kart.
Got you.
But if you lose, just know that you are getting slandered so hard.
For sure.
Types of slanderation.
All types of. I'm cooking muffins, blueberry waffles.
Y'all supposed to be on my team.
No, my nigga. Let me find out you lose to your girl in Mario Kart and you was talking mad hype. I will cook the muffins, the bacon. The motherfucking pork sausage.
Hey, can we edit this out?
Listen, no, my nigga. No. We will keep it where it's at.
Telling a nigga I will cook the pork sausage out of you is egregious. That is egregious.
Oh, sorry.
You right. But all we saying is all the breakfast entrees, getting cooked.
It's all good. Watch.
Marty,
watch.
Right now, you're looking real shaky, my nigga.
Nah, it's good. It's the table.
Nah.
You're
looking real shaky, my nigga. Let me find out that your girl got you on motherfucking.
We'll put it on Twitch. Or not Twitch. We'll put it on something streamer. But I'm going to send you. We're going to get the video in because I'm going to win. Best of three. It's up.
All right. I need Terra Mama Uno
I'm gonna
Mas.
Tweet this right now.
Okay. I need Terra Mama Uno Mas to understand that if you beat him, just know I need you and you alone to send direct messages to all of us in the Sucio gang. Okay.
Let us know
that you beat him because we are trying to cook all the blueberry muffins.
Oh, damn.
But.
Hi, Dehan. Get us rolling.
You know, I'm glad everybody had a good weekend. All I'm saying is that we just outside. And if we can understand what the master plan is, we got some shit to get to. OBKB, Master P, OMG, sir, what are you doing out here is the question, because you got all you kids just exposing all the Fugazi. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not familiar with what's going on, Master P and Little Romeo, i.e. his son, are just going back and forth across the internet talking about mental health and things and all the shit that brings. But I'm interested to hear points from my co-hosts. How do y'all feel about this Master P thing?
Well, I mean, I don't think they were going back and forth about it. I don't think it was like addressed or anything. It was just he started talking about Twitch committing suicide and just kind of giving his condolences. And then his son, Little Romeo. Can you guys hear my dog snoring? He's snoring. Anyways, he posted something saying that it was unfortunate that his father was giving condolences to somebody else about mental health when, you know, he hasn't cared for his kids. But I mean, and when we were talking about this earlier on pre-pod, I can understand why it's like kind of like, oh, whatever. But like, we don't know what he's going through mentally, you know? So, right. And maybe that could reach somebody else in some other aspect. Or maybe that could be a cry for help to be like, hey, yo, I need you or something. So I just think that when people react that way, I mean, I've seen a lot of artists or famous people react in a way where they post that type of stuff in social media. I think that just humanizes them because they're probably at a point where they're fed up with the reality, and they just kind of want to be like, this is actually the reality, not what you are preaching to be. So I think that is just, as humans, we should grant some grace to that, even beyond the point that they have money, because that probably creates a lot more pressure to the reality.
I agree with you, Bunny, because I think a lot of people look at how you are or how you live status-wise or financially, and then they go, well, just because you have this amount of money doesn't, it means that whatever issues that you have are like evaporated, right? So then when we're sitting here talking about, you know, Romeo and Master P, his dad, then what you're running into is you're running into a bunch of different situations, which if you negate finances, right? Who knows or who cares how much money is moving around in that family? What you are still looking at is the fact is you've got a son and his dad that are having a disgruntled discourse across the internet. So
I wouldn't call it a disgruntled discourse. I just think that it was a reaction to a post, and that was
the end. Yeah, but even still, if the reason why I say it's a disgruntled discourse is because if I have issue with someone in my family or something of the nature to where it's like my dad, then what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a conversation with my dad. That's not going to be on the internet.
But how do you know that hasn't occurred at this point? I don't know. Or try to reach this person. So I think that this is, I mean, obviously I'm not justifying the fact that it's on the internet, because I definitely agree that that type of stuff should not be on the internet. But it's very reactionary. So there must be a deeper issue to it, is what I'm trying to say. Like, people don't just react like that just to react like that, especially when they've always been low key. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't disagree in the slightest sense. So I don't want you to think I'm like going against what you're saying. Simultaneously, while I will say that, maybe I don't necessarily choose the route, but I will say that I do understand the pathway that was chosen, if that makes sense, right? Because it's like, I do understand if you are in a situation to where you're Romeo and you're like, hey, listen, you know, there's a bunch of things that I've had to deal with on my own, and I haven't even touched financial like gains or assets that I should have, because there was some bullshit going on. But in the same sense, I also am like looking at it from the standpoint of like just business. If whatever's happening between you and your father, and that person owes you something financially in some way, shape, or form, if you put it onto paper, it becomes much easier for you to have the conversation in the fight. That's maybe my personal opinion, but that's also from my own experience, right? So I'm not going to sit here and say like, you know, this person did me dirty, but I've got no legitimacy or paperwork to put them under the gun. So that's really where, I mean, maybe that's the only hiccup that I have with Romeo, but it's really not that far, right? Because it's like, okay, if your dad was doing some Fugazi shit, we were all sitting here saying free Britney, free Britney, and then her conservatorship from her father lasted for as long as it did, and then her sister, who came up off of her name because her last name was Spears, then yeah, of course, I'm going to sit here and look at everything that I see in front of me funny. But it's, I just want Romeo to be in the space to where it's like, okay, bro, if you were dealing with some fuck shit, I just want you to be able to like get beyond it.
Well, hopefully they will. But I mean, kind of like what Bunny was saying earlier, we don't know if they've tried to or not. If he went this long before it got out, then I mean, final straw must have been hit or something we ain't know.
I feel like it, because I mean, this could have been something that could have been profitable to him to say a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're going based off of, oh, this is a rollout or type of shit like that, this could have been profitable a long time ago for him to have this type of controversy. So my point to everything is that it was very reactionary to say the things that he said. So maybe it's a call for help. So I'm just saying, like, don't discredit people just because it seems ridiculous to you, because sometimes it can be the way that the person was raised or taught to deal with this type of stuff, how they
speaking from a place of hurt.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And this, although, oh, can we just point out the fact, though, that it was kind of corny that this nigga Master P did his response on a staircase trying to sell a box of cereal while talking about something really serious.
Yeah.
I was bothered by that.
Holy.
That wasn't the time for that.
But that's the thing, though.
It almost gives credence a little bit to what Rome was saying.
Exactly. So I think that not very much attention should be put to that because of the way that he reacted. I feel that that's very kind of shielded, kind of media, and very trying to cover up something.
That kind of came off like a rollout.
Yeah, so I just, like, I don't know. I just coming from somebody that has dealt with mental health and has been at the point of suicide, and has, like, you know, been through all that shit, I just think that it's important to think about these things when you want to point a finger or judge someone. Mental health is a very serious thing. And it's not something that can just be cured overnight, or be prayed away, or be meditated away in some cases. So I just think that we should just be mindful of people saying some of this stuff. Obviously, the people that scream for help or call woof, per se. Yeah. But those are obviously pointed out by people who have actually gone through mental health issues. So,
and shout out to therapy, because, you know, we're big advocates of therapy and getting help. Speaking to somebody who suffers from like high anxiety and mild depression, therapy is incredibly helpful. And, you know what I'm saying, just finding ways to express yourself creatively.
It's life changing, actually. Like, it teaches you how to deal with shit, and you just become you know, just more assertive, confident, strengthful, you know, just all the positive shit that you can be.
Shout out to mental illness.
Shout out mental illness. You know what I'm saying? Shout out mental illness.
If you have a mental illness, man, just turn the fuck up.
Turn the fuck up, bruv.
Productively, though.
No, but my whole thing here is that, you know, I think both of you are right in regards to what you're saying. Like, if you are dealing with something, then you have to find some type of outlet, number one. Number two, if that outlet is not working, then you just progress beyond. So then you move to the next stage of like, okay, how do I focus what I'm trying to do to allow myself to grow and move beyond my own issues, or move beyond some of the things that could be or are potentially hindering me. But unfortunately, we live in a situation in a present time where everybody is so instantaneous, number one. So some people who should allow themselves enough time to work through whatever issues that they personally are dealing with, allowing themselves to heal, allowing themselves to like grow, be better, they're not really able to do that because there is such a what's the word? There is such a recycle or a turn move that there is not an allowance for whomever it is to actually sit with themselves and grow and learn and try and figure out, hey, where are my issues at? What am I doing? How do I actually progress forward? That's a lot to say, number one, especially during this time period, because you've got seasonal depression, which just naturally there's folks that are not normally going outside, absorbing the sun, being active, all of these things. On top of that, then you have other things that can come into play externally or internally. So it's really just a matter of like, what's going on with this person, and then how can they actually become better? But are we really looking at this person and trying to make them better? That's the difference. It's so easy. It's super easy, but I feel like we kind of just hinder.
It's like speaking that ism right now.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we sit in such a weird place. So like, Bunny, am I wrong in what I'm saying?
I mean, you're not wrong. It's just, you know, there's just different perspectives to everything. So, but it's true. I mean, you have to take the steps to improve, to become better, to get out of that situation, because there is help for mental health. The way that you feel is probably not going to go away. You'll have seasonal events. You'll have situations that'll trigger you and make you fall back into how you feel, but you can do stuff that helps you, such as therapy and shit like that. I definitely agree with that you have to take the steps to make yourself feel better, 1000%. But it takes time, and it takes support, and it takes knowledge. A lot of us are ignorant to why we feel how we feel, mm-hmm. Because of how we grew up. A lot of us are taught to be strong. You got to push through. You got to keep going. This is how life is. This is how shit's going to be all the way. Tough it out. Exactly. Shit like that. We've all been told you have to be strong. Don't fucking cry about it. This is how life is. You got to keep pushing through. You got to be strong. Get over it.
Spit on it and get out there. Yeah.
All right.
You know, shit like that. But there are ways to get out of that. But you have to be willing to be knowledgeable about that. But you know what? I don't want to get all the way deep into it, because we got some other topics. And we want to bring Sloan back, and you know. Yeah.
So here's my question.
This is not another girl pod, y'all.
Is this a situation? Mental health awareness, you know what I'm saying? is this a situation to where maybe this is a cultural thing, or is
almost
this
definitely
it, right?
Because 1,000% it's a cultural thing. Well, for me, I am a Latina. My parents are from El Salvador. They were born and raised there, and they came out here in their 20s. In my fucking 20s, I was still living with my parents. I didn't fucking go across country to make myself a better life.
Oh, God. Talk your shit. Can we get some gunshots for that?
Gunshots? Gunshots? Hang on, Mike. Hang on. We got some gunnies.
Is my parents were built on strength, on surviving, on being better.
On perseverance.
Exactly. That's the word. So that's where my strength comes from, is that's what I was taught. But there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But you also need to heal. So it's okay to be angry. It's okay to not feel okay. Exactly. It's okay to feel all that shit. It's okay to be strong. Because you know what? The most fucking strongest people in the world are the quietest people about the shit that they've been through.
They need the most help sometimes.
Exactly.
Also that.
We got deep.
Yeah, we did.
Well, you asked me, so I responded.
No, it was necessary.
We did, but that's my thing, though, is if we're having this conversation, I think a lot of times people kind of shy away from it. It's one of those things when you're talking about mental health, politics, religion. I'm trying to think what else is there that you can throw into the fray, but it's subject matter that makes a lot of people uncomfortable. So there's not really a definitive outlier in regards to like, hey, this is their perspective. What happens, I think, is that there are so many people that are on edge or very touchy about, hey, we don't want to be canceled. We don't want to offend. We don't want this, that, and the third. While simultaneously, you're promoting, quote unquote, your brand, your culture, your lineage, whatever it is, either as an individual or a collective group.
And that's what I love about us, because I'm a be Bunny 1,000%. And I'm a be who I am always. I'm such a genuine person. And that's what I love about us being a podcast, because we're also different and opinionated, and we're okay with that. Like, we're fine with that. We're still going to fuck with each other regardless of what we say to each other or what we think or what we think is not cool or what we think is right, because we all have our different opinions, our different backgrounds. Yeah, exactly. So that's what I love about us, is that we're able to be different, but be cool with it.
We come together like motherfucking Voltron.
Man, listen, that's what the D stands for in CGB. You dig what I'm saying?
Nah, this is motherfucking Sucio Boys.
Well, you're right. But culturally diverse brands come across the board.
You know what I'm saying? We might have to do a mental health episode just on some side shit
This World Cup damn near took me into a mental health space that I needed more recovery time for, because my soul and the fact that after I finished watching the World Cup and I was elated that Leo Messi finally won.
Me too.
On top of that, Kylian Mbappe, which is Sloan's man.
He is him.
But Kylian Mbappe scored a hat trick, technically 4 goals, because he also dispatched a penalty kick in the PK shootout, right? So we got a kid that's 23 years old and went hammer time during the World Cup final. And somehow, after scoring a hat trick, he still didn't lift the cup. So, number one, that tells you the greatness of Leo Messi. And finally, overcoming the hump. But I will also say that the fact that Kylian Mbappe is one goal behind Leo Messi, who's played in 5 World Cups,
it's crazy.
Let you know that potentially you have the heir apparent to the GOAT, who could become the greatest player of all time, not only just in World Cup history, but also potentially if he can make, like, if Mbappe can maintain the levels, even at the level of where he's at, because I've not seen Mbappe just step beyond a measure to where he's scoring 91 goals in the calendar year. I've not seen it in his profile to where he's able to do that. But if homeboy wins another World Cup, and then on top of that, surpasses all of the World Cup goal scorers in regards to his title, homie becomes a great. Now, would I put him at the Messi level? If he can do it for 10 plus years, yes. Maybe I put him at that level as 1B. But all I'm saying is greatness is here. Just so happens to be on the Sucio Boys podcast. You dig what I'm saying? I can't help that. We can't help that. We just outside. Okay. So, I have a question for the gallery.
Really outside, though.
Got a question for y'all. What word or words make you cringe?
I don't know a word that makes me cringe, but I know a word that makes white people cringe.
Ooh, he finna cook.
Racism.
Well, I'm going on mute. Go ahead, cook.
Racism. Some. They want to be called everything, but they don't like to be called racist. But they do everything racist. Oh no. Well, that's just a word that makes white people uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I bequeath my time. Y'all are doing such a bang up job this episode of like really displaying your emotions, and I'm going to just go right back to being quiet. But racism,
use violence.
Yeah.
Sorry, bequeath. Not sorry. We had gunshots like that had to get off real quick. I'm not going to hold you. I will also follow up on that, and I will not bequeath my time because I will get fucking flagrant. Sorry, not sorry. Ahun the Shogun, and I'm ready to chop it up. What we need to talk about is the fact that there are people on the internet that get real, real comfortable with the fact of being super duper racist. There are so many different places that I've gone across the internet, i.e. Twitter, right, during the World Cup. So I've sat in different spaces where there's people that, from my understanding, with a British accent, are having conversations about people of color, which it's kind of confusing because they seem to not have any comprehension or understanding as to why those people of color are present in their nation or country. First and foremost, let's really talk about it. We can talk about colonialism, but that seems to make a few people uncomfortable. And then when you talk about the matriarch of most places, i.e. the UK, and you talk about the Queen, you should not say anything that should offend. Wait a minute. First and foremost, why should I not say anything about the Queen or the atrocities that happened under her rule? And yet, I'm supposed to give grace, kindness, and some other bullshit to a person that has overseen oppression, dictatorship, and discrimination. What the fuck are y'all talking about? I'm supposed to chill out and be quiet and then keep calm because your queen passed? Listen, how many bodies does that bitch have on her fucking jacket? That's the question. Because if I'm supposed to be cool and quiet, then let's talk about all the Africans she's killed. Let's talk about all the Caribbeans that she's murdered. Let's talk about all those things that make y'all uncomfortable and yet
blood diamonds.
Y'all still blood diamonds. Sit in neocolonialism and you get to enjoy all the benefits of conquering, pillaging, looting, raping, and yet y'all don't want to hear it. It's the same shit that I've heard from Americans when talking about reparations or talking about Native Americans. Native, not Indians, as y'all like to call them, because Indians, from my understanding, are Asian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, if you landed on the wrong continent and you raped and pillaged and murdered and did all these things, and somehow we are supposed to manifest a holiday, and it just so happens the state that I live in, the capital city, is named after you for what, bro? You didn't even discover America. So, what are we talking about? We can have this conversation about soccer, colonialism. I don't really give a shit. Guess what? I'm well versed in all of that.
Okay.
So I need you to understand one thing and one thing only. Do not fucking play with me. I have the guillotine in my back pocket and the nunchucks are there just in case you want to pop lock and drop it. Listen, I don't give a fuck about any of y'all when it comes to the shit that y'all become uncomfortable with. So we can talk about all these worldviews, right? We can talk about Qatar and sports washing, which I just found out about this terminology. But it's the fact that there are things that go on within humanity that can be called into question. Simultaneously, you can also utilize sports to overlap or whitewash, as we'll say, the atrocities that should be called into question. If we really want to talk about it, we can talk about the Olympic Games during the Nazi regime. That's sports washing. Where
shout out to Jesse Owens, though.
Some fucking fool shit is going on. And then what you try to do is that you try to make it look more appealing to the masses by utilizing sport, i.e., Qatar. Yeah, I said it. That was the greatest World Cup that we've ever experienced. But really, for that to even be put in and on to display, there are bodies under the government of Qatar just to actually build and make this World Cup happen.
Many people died making that stadium.
Yeah, bro. Thousands of people. And it's not just one stadium, it's multiple. So if you're telling me there's multiple human rights violations that come into question or come into play, and then you want to try and somehow emancipate yourself from your own atrocities by highlighting or uplifting one of the greatest players of all time to ever play the sport. Seems fugazi, but that's just me. Just me. Because I just be saying shit. You dig what I'm saying? But words that make me cringe?
don't know. Bequeath just, it doesn't make me.
Bequeath for sure. It feels funny.
It just feels dirty, but like in a good way. The Susio way.
Bequeath. Like I just I every now and then I just gotta throw a little part in there, bro. I'm sorry. Sorry, not sorry. No. You know what I'm saying? Like just a little drop fart.
You just had a cat pop up out of nowhere.
You know what I'm saying? Like, ooh. Listen.
Oh my god.
Oh no, I don't want to get super Susio, but all I'm saying is like when it talk back to you,
you do it right.
Yeah, listen, when it talk back to you a little bit,
you get like an airsoft gun.
Listen, you get a little excited. Pump action. Yo, listen. Pump action.
Oh, pump fake.
Shooting all the walls.
We had to bring it full circle. Wouldn't be right if we didn't end it, Susio.
See what I did there? You see what I did there?
You better stop, for you have to drop a mixtape.
Sir, if I drop a mixtape, it's going to be a problem. Your favorite rapper is going to have to make sure they look a little bit dapper. You dig?
Oh, my God. This nigga's like a fucking, what are you, like a hip-hop Dr. Seuss?
A little bit, but I just like to call myself Pele with the AK so I can let that whole thing spray.
I love it here.
Well, you know, just because I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Bunny, what's a cringe word? There's got to be a word that's cringe to you.
Quaffle is a weird word, too.
What?
Quaffle.
I don't know what my cringe word is.
Okay.
Probably watery, like
moist.
Yeah, probably. No.
Oh, so moist does it? Moist is the word that just...
Or probably something sexual, like, because I'm very weird like that. Like, like if I'm talking to somebody that I'm hooking up with and they say something sexual, then I'll be
okay.
She'll turn red and shit.
Yeah, that type of shit. Like, I wouldn't say it's a cringe, but I'd be like childish. Like,
all right. So, without saying a name, what's something cringe that you've heard?
She got right there. Got it.
Anyways,
No, bunny. No way. You have got to answer this question and this.
No,
question.
I'm not gonna answer it. I'm not. Well, yeah, not today. Not today. Stay tuned.
Hypothetically. this one time, my friend told me that somebody said, "Go ahead, see."
Look, see, I'm getting all shy right now.
No.
She said, I ain't had no drinks yet. I can't.
I can't right now.
Okay.
I'm busy. So
you ain't even gonna Bunny be something is, you said.
Since Bunny is embarrassed. So from my understanding, the word moist just makes y'all the most uncomfortable. Listen, if you got Super Soaker or water parks out here, why would y'all be embarrassed?
It's not that. For me, it's just like, it's like, let me feel it, or why is it so wet, or shit like that. Like,
does the word squirt make you feel all
just shit like that? Like, the why is it so wet is like because it's, you want me to tell you why is it so wet. So that shit right there is just like,
well, ma'am, listen,
ascend me like that. Just I'm kind of
listen, you're talking to Lego, hey, man,
they be puffing,
okay,
up their chest like Superman when you say that shit to them. Like, why is it so wet? They start talking.
Oh my god.
Shit.
Oh.
So that's my word. That's my word right there.
Actually, you don't squirt. If you really want to make him turn red, allegedly, I heard, you're just like, oh my god, he squirted. Watch their reaction. And then they make you lay in the wet spot.
Y'all, my brother listens to this podcast. Brother, I love you. I'm so sorry.
Oh, mom.
Yo, big.
Podcast.
Oh,
sorry,
big. Oh.
I'm like, so embarrassed. I love you. I'm so sorry.
Listen.
Oh, we blown up the spot. My bad. Abort.
Oh my goodness. Don't mind a thing that your sister said, but please pay attention to what myself, Marty, and Sloan said, because it's what we be doing out here.
What are y'all including me in?
Yep. Haberdashery and hemoglobin.
Saying,
that sounds, you know, like blood work, but okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir. Question for you, Sloan. Mm-hmm. What is a word? Okay. What is a word that makes you feel cringe?
I don't have those words.
Good.
You know, actually, the word that does make me cringe is, it's not a word, it's a phrase. It's, oh shit, the police just popped up behind us.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes me cringe. All
right, there go 12.
Your kids want to come live with you full time. That makes me cringe. It's not certain words. It's just phrases, whole phrases like,
hey, I'm late.
That one don't bother me. That one don't bother me no more. Because I'm well prepared for that one. Ma'am, my eyes are up here, not down here. When I'm wearing gray sweats. You know, I don't have a lot of things that would throw me off, but you know.
It slipped out. Don't look at me. That's you. You did that.
And this has been another episode of CCO Boys.
Thank you, Sloan. Thank you. I've been sending an SOS to fucking Sloan for the past fucking hour, and this motherfucker has been ignoring me. Goddamn, Sloan.
Thank you, Sloan.
All right, guys. Cooking.
All right. Listen, we got uno más, and we can get to.
No, ya nos vamos. No uno más, ya nos vamos.
Ma'am, don't yell at me like that. Do not.
I yell like that at everyone.
All right, so before we go, I do have one last question. All right, so since we are in the final quarter of 2022, new year, new me, okay? Have y'all seen New Year, New Me post?
Look, that's the phrase that really, that's the one that does it for me, because these bitches ain't changed in 15 years. New Year, New Me. The only thing that's new this year is the possibility of having a new baby or a new baby daddy. That is the only thing that's
still gonna let him hit.
It's the same you with that same deplorable pussy you've been hanging out. You've been handing out for the last umpteen years that you keep saying new year, new me. No, bitch, it's still you, still that raggedy ass pussy. You're still in the raggedy ass hometown. You still just being a raggedy ass miserable bitch. I'm not just going out on these bitches either, because there's some niggas that say that shit too, that say new year, new me. No, nigga, you still ain't flipped your mama's tax money ever. You still beating on your girlfriends. And like, they just trying to make it seem like you got a like, look, dog.
Hey, yo, give me some motherfucking gunshots right now.
Like, my year.
If you like really beating on bitch, why don't you just get into S&M? Like bondage and shit, my nigga. That would, go beat a bitch that want to be beat. Look here. Stop trying to sell drugs, dog. You've been selling these same nickel and dime bags. Why you ain't stepped up to Molly? Like, at some point, you're going to have to get out of the penny drug game and get into some real shit. Stop rapping. Your mixtape ain't finna blow up.
Oh, God.
Nigga, you 42 years old still trying to rap. Like, bruh, chill the fuck out. Go be a pawpaw. Like, go be a fucking pawpaw. Because you too past being a father. Because if you at 42, you wasted your children's lives. You might as well just go try to be a good grandparent right about now. But you still gonna fuck up because you was an ain't shit nigga. What else?
Speaking of gospel.
Nigga, you a snitch. All of y'all snitches. Y'all just be trying to, y'all just keep moving the goalpost on snitching now. You know, I ain't snitch on my mans that's a killer, but I got a drug dealer off the street. No, nigga, get all them niggas. Get any nigga that does murder off the street.
We're trying to be a good Samaritan for pussy.
Yeah, I don't even know about that. Let's just stop, my nigga, because this ain't what it is. Go try, instead of being a thug, like trying to be a thug, or wankster, well, whatever the fuck these kids call it nowadays, how about you go try being a decent human being? Because that other shit ain't working out for you.
Oh, God. Just focus on being the best CSR that you could possibly be, nigga.
Yeah, right.
You're going to get that 5% raise.
Look, dog.
Start there.
Go ahead and just feel cool about being the key holder at GameStop. Ain't nothing wrong with feeling like you feel like having an honest job, my nigga. Stop trying to be a thug. Look, it ain't nothing wrong with being the janitor at the university. Your kids go to school there for free now.
On God. And stop with the Birkin bag expectations with the air mattress realities. You know what I'm saying? Go back. You're not her. You ain't wearing designer. You on Shein, and that's fine.
And I just want to tell y'all this right now. Your attitude does not determine your altitude, my brother.
Ooh, this nigga cooking.
As I want to say, where you from does not determine where you're going.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Don DeMarco. That's real shit. That's real.
You know, I ain't said a lot this episode, but the words that I've just laid upon y'all people have been very beneficial.
Exactly. That's what I was
saying.
This
is a certified hood.
This
classic.
Has been another episode of the fucking Sucio Boys.
Dig what I'm saying? Listen, okay? We love y'all. We leave y'all in peace.
Merry Christmas. You
know, like chicken grease. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
Shout out to my niggas working on Christmas, getting that holiday pay, though. You know what I'm saying? That time and a half.
Listen, yeah, shout out to everybody.
Some of y'all need to understand what's popping. We outside. First and foremost, Miss Bunny, where can people find you?
You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter, B Bunny Room.
Make sure y'all go follow. It's important if you do, because me Scoozy, we have special giveaways coming up. So if you follow, then you understand that all of us will be dropping hints across the internet. Okay,
cop a ski mask.
Oh, all of them. Sloan, where can people find you, good sir?
Is he hitting his Dr. Dabber?
I think
probably.
So.
Yeah, he's probably not.
I have not hit the Dr. Dabber all episode. You can find me in St. Louis rolling on dubs, smoking on dubs. I'm sorry, that's a Nelly. Catch me at CeoSloan217 on all platforms. You can catch me Tuesdays and Thursdays on Coffee with Rev on Twitter Spaces for at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also on Thursdays, you can catch me with the professor on The Pay Window. Next episode, we have Lovely LaVeya on, and we'll be discussing a great match between a black man and a white man that I thought was racist. And
I know what you're talking
about. My Dr. Umar special continues Mania all 19. Throughout this week. So, yeah.
I already know what he's talking about.
You know what I say, drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business. Child support is a choice and all the rest of that shit.
Exactly what he said. Marty, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter at @M_McFlyer than you. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on the playlist. Announcement probably coming next pod. Some big shit is in the tub.
And also make sure that you pay attention to Marty, because this nigga travels back and forth to the future and the past. You dig?
Great Scott.
Doc Brown, can you make sure that he at least locks in to a certain space in time of the continuum? That would be great.
And I'm paying that ticket from 2085. Y'all niggas suck my dick.
Yo, you just gotta fucking relax, sir. Just switch the timeline just a wee bit. Just a wee
right.
bit.
You're right.
You dig
right.
what I'm saying? Anyways, I just want to let y'all know that I'm Ahun the Shogun. I'm here with my motherfucking peoples, okay? You can find me at The Aaron Hunter on Twitter or Petty Pie May. I don't play because I let all this shit spray. You dig what I'm saying? That is my burner next to my burner next to my burner. A.Hun.TheShogun on Instagram and Facebook. A.Hun.TheShogun on Snapchat. If you could do all of us a favor, por favor, if you could give us 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, because what that's going to do is it's going to make us become more visible to more listeners. Just because we just want more people to hear what we got to say. You dig? We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And also, be on the lookout. We have a giveaway coming up soon, sponsored by Dr. Dabber. Shout out to our sponsors. You dig what I'm saying?
Merch store?
Merch store. Make sure that you visit, visit Sucio Boys Podcast, Boys with a Z, SucioBoysPodcast.BigCartel.com, and then you can find any of the ski masks. The Sucio Boys ski masks that are on display so we can sell them. You dig what I'm saying? And if you purchase any Sucio Boys podcast merch or CDB merch, then what is going to happen, you're automatically entered into our drawing for a giveaway. This is just what happens no matter what. So we are always going to be giving away different things all throughout the year. You just have to pay attention and then follow the rules. Trust and believe. It's much easier for you to win than you think it is. That's just where I'm going to leave it.
But, yeah, people, we giving this shit away.
Oh, man, and we really enjoy doing it. So, this is episode 69. You dig what I'm saying? Of the Sucio Boys podcast. Just make sure you flip your girl upside down so you can go to town. There's no rhyming after that. I said what I said. Yep. I just need y'all to pay attention.
And angle it right if you eat it from the back, because it's real easy to end up in a spot you may not have intended to get.
Listen, it's not that far off. Just eat it anyway.
No.
And this has been another episode of Sucio Boys Podcast.
Hey, I said what I said, bro. Ass.
Shout out to the ass eaters.
I said
bottom
I
feeders.
Said. You know
we
what I'm
love
saying?
Y'all.
Not that kind of munch. Groceries, not that kind of munch.
If you are getting the groceries.
Bye.
Nah, fuck that. We here. Eater cookies, bruv. Eater cookies. Let her know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? Act like you enjoy it.
If the coochie ain't fat, she being childish.
But if you do, munch and crunch. You dig what I'm saying? Love y'all. Appreciate it. All
right, y'all. Nice.
Nah, we outside. You know what I'm saying? Nah, don't try to cut me off. Y'all niggas be spazzing the fuck out. Nah, we gonna talk about it. All I said is what I said. You know what I'm saying? Get this bread. Give her some head.
The views and...
Ryman is showtime and always diamond. Can't stop it. Can't stop. Won't stop. Bad boy.
We are not inviting anyone.
Listen, I'm just not out here having secret babies like Diddy. Cause I ain't got it like that.
Take us out of here, bro.
I said what I said.
Abort.
All right.
Abort.
Okay, bye.
This nigga wild.